Ahmad Jamal tribute. I hope that everyone who was listening enjoyed it. Karen is still laughing at me, so I don't know.
No, I'm not laughing at you. I'm just laughing at the situation. It's just hilarious. These peaceful transitions are quite entertaining.
You know what? Ever since I knew that your show was after mine, I was like, this is the peaceful transition. This is so cool. Yes. There's no jazz classical fighting on the radio.
Oh, heck no. Not with your playlists, man. You got good stuff going.
Thank you. I also enjoyed listening to your show. What was that? 2 weeks ago?
Oh, yeah. You and Grayson were in here.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
Did, like the cinematic day. Yeah. Isabel Pine playing off in the deep woods of BC.
No, that was definitely cool, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah, now it's time for Extra Tonal. So thank you very much for the handoff. And yeah, you're just listening to the One Note with Matt. I don't actually know your last name.
Fraser.
Matthew Fraser.
What's your last name?
Fitzgerald.
Fitzgerald.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Right, yeah. So Matthew Fraser handing things off to me, Garen Fitzgerald, for Extra Tonal.
It's going to be a good one.
Yeah, yeah. And I promise there will never be violence.
I don't promise the same on my side. That is a one-sided promise, but...
Uh-oh. That's not an agreement I shouldn't have signed, I don't think.
You will honor your half of this agreement in perpetuity?
Yes. Yes, yes. I that makes me scared now. Matt, no. But anyway, yeah, now it's you're listening to Extra Tonal. I'm Garen Fitzgerald, and this is CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, broadcasting on top of Burnaby Mountain from the, let me just turn my head over here for a second, unceded and ancestral territories of the Kwikwetlem, the Musqueam, the Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh peoples. And, yeah, it has been a week. I've finished the second week of my job, and I thought all week long about what I wanted to play tonight. And you know what it was? Wendy Carlos, the godmother of electronic music. Have you ever heard her Switched on Bach album?
I don't think I have.
Oh, well, tonight I'm going to play a part of that album. Nice. On that, she's got the Orchestral Suite No. 3 in D Major by Bach. And I was going to compare it to an analog performance with a Baroque orchestra from England. They're called the English Concert. They're directed by Trevor Pinnock. So, yeah, I'm going to play the same pieces back to back. First chunk's going to be Wendy Carlos. Second chunk is going to be this English Concert Orchestra. And, yeah, just talk a little bit about what the differences are and let you guys just kind of bask in it and tell me what you think, hopefully. If you want to send a text, you can shoot one out to 778-782-2573. That's 778-782-CJSF if you have an alphanumeric keypad. If not, it's 2573. And, yeah, I'll see the little messages in the bottom right corner of one of my screens, apparently, because they got this array. Yeah, Matthew, what did you think about the four-screen array when you first got in here?
I tried to text once, and it didn't actually show up, so I don't know if it still works, but hopefully it does.
Well, there you have it. If anybody has tried texting me and I didn't respond, didn't mention it, that's why it doesn't work. But
you know what? I'm going to text you right now, and then we can verify.
We're going to get a test text. Right. A text test. Oh, gosh, that's a horrible thing to say back-to-back. Text test. Oh, my gosh.
I don't know why everything is horrible at this very moment. Let's see. 782. You know what? Give me that number one more time.
All right. It's 778.
Yeah.
782.
Yeah.
2573.
All right. I'm going to text you hello Extra Tonal right now.
All right. I'm watching the screens, all four of them. And I don't see anything happening.
Maybe behind Serato? Is that possible?
Well, it's supposed to pop up like on the screen, apparently. Like above, like you'd get a notification in the bottom right corner.
Top, yeah,
so just be like a little thing that pops up. Apparently it doesn't work. I guess I do have to get my Discord server started. It's one of the things I put in my pitch. It's like, yeah, I'll start a Discord server and I'll talk to people while I'm doing the show.
Nice.
Yeah, totally. I guess I got to do that.
I tried to live stream for like 20 minutes of my show, and shout out to Zarina, who is also part of CJSF. She was on for about 5 minutes. Big shout out to her. Anyways,
And what happened with that? Was it good? Was it bad? Was it?
You said
tried to live stream.
Yeah, I had my cell phone like over here in the corner, and I don't think I was making enough eye contact with Zarina because she decided to leave.
Oh,
I don't blame her. I don't blame her. I'm not a professional.
Oh, that's sad.
Unlike Charlotte, who has a show on Thursdays where she also live streams.
Oh, actually, yeah, I'm going to be a guest on that this week.
Nice.
I'm going to talk about the freelancer's trifecta, which is like the three things you need as a freelancer. I guess I'll give a quick little overview. It's like you got to be good, you got to be available, and you got to be easy to work with. But these three things, they sound simple, but there's a whole thing that goes with each of them. So I'm going to talk about that on Thursday.
That makes sense.
Yeah. But I think it's time for me to play some music. Who's ready for some Wendy Carlos?
Yay!
I don't know because you can't message me. But Matthew's ready. So let me go pull up my YouTube thing and unmute it. Because I'm sorry I blasted y'all with like a microsecond of a Tide ad. That was not cool of me. I'm sorry.
I forgive you. I hope they do too.
Yeah. Well, if you forgive me, who can't? He's threatened me with violence sometime in the future. So if he's forgiven me already, that's a good sign.
Not threatened. I just said I would not.
I mean, same. I don't know. I don't think Matthew's going to hurt me. He's a cool guy.
But this is the best peace deal ever. I, Donald Trump, totally sign this peace deal. It's great.
Open the Strait of Hormuz. Please really do. Can we just like stop threatening Iran and get everything back to normal, if there is such a thing anymore? Yeah. Anyway, let's listen to some Wendy Carlos because she's awesome. Goodbye. Thank you. That was some Bach on Moog synthesizers. That was Orchestral Suite number 3 in D major, BWV 1068, for those of you who really want to know. And so tonight, as this is, you know, Extratonal. I'm Garen Fitzgerald. You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, BC. And tonight we're doing a comparison of digital Bach with analog Bach, or if you want to get like super technical, Bach. I never say it that way because I just can't naturally do it. Maybe I should practice, but usually when I do that, some phlegm comes out and it's a problem, and I don't want to get phlegm all over this nice microphone, so I'm not going to do any more of that. But so that was okay. I may have to do a correction at some point. I was just looking at the information of the track I was playing, and it's like, wait a second, that's not Wendy Carlos's name. It was meant to be Wendy Carlos, but instead it was, I've forgotten. Waltle? Something Waltle? Herbert Waltle, maybe? Which is confusing, because I just spent the last, 15 minutes Googling the man and trying to figure out, wait a minute, what is going on here? I didn't know anybody else did Switched on Bach. Anyway, I may have to issue a correction and update my playlist at some point. But point still stands. That was Bach on a synthesizer. An interesting thing about Bach, if you don't know much about him, and I'm talking about Johann Sebastian, the original Kapellmeister, wrote music for the church that he worked at, father of counterpoint. It's a system, it's a kind of a musical composition system that it's note against note, counterpoint. And the system kind of travels in what they call species. So you have first species, second species, third species, fourth species, and finally fifth species. First species is just one note against one note. So you'll have like a whole note in the bass, whole note in the upper voice. Second species, you'll have two notes versus the one note. So you have two notes in the upper voice, one note in the bass. Third species can be two to four notes against the one. Fourth species gets a little wonky. I'm not actually sure what the exact rule is for that. But then fifth species is you have mastered all the other species, now break all the rules and have fun doing it, which is kind of where Bach ended up in the end. But it's an interesting system to look into because a lot of composers over the years, famous composers that whose names you would know, they would start with counterpoint in their training and then experiment with all their new ideas and things they wanted to do. And a lot of them at the end of their lives would just go back to counterpoint because they're like, why did I do anything else? This is just so simple and perfect and awesome. Anyway, coming up, we're going to listen to what I know for a fact is the English Concert, a Baroque orchestra in Britain, directed by Trevor Pinnock, performing the same exact music you just heard on period instruments. And for those with sharper ears, you might notice that the tuning seems to be quite a bit lower, but I believe that's intentional.